This is KTOO Public Media's Juneau Afternoon, which is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guests are here in town for Juneau Jazz and Classics. We have members of Volante Winds and also Reggie Schapp from Juneau Jazz and Classics. Everybody, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Nice great to be here.
Okay. Reggie, can you tell us a little bit about when and where we can hear and see Volante Winds play?
We have two more things for Volante Winds. One is going to be the workshops this evening out at UAS. And then tomorrow evening, there'll be two performances at the Klan House, one at 5:30 and 7:30. And tickets are still available for both of those performances on Wednesday night. The Klan House, it should just be beautiful with the resounding wind performance. It should be just great.
Okay. And from the quintet, we have Oliver Hubscher on horn and also Sarah Frier on bassoon. Welcome to the show, you two.
Hi. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, great to be here.
It's nice to have you here. How's Juneau been? I'm sorry. It's been kind of rainy. But how's your stay been going so far?
Oh, it's been fantastic. All the people have been so warm and welcoming. It's such a nice kind of surreal experience to actually be here for the festival.
Mm-hmm. The sights have been amazing. I grew up in the Midwest, so just to be able to see the sights and the views, and it's been a pleasure being here so far.
Okay. Well, for somebody who hasn't had a chance to hear you play yet, how would you describe your sound?
So we're part of a woodwind quintet, which is an kind of interesting chamber group in that it's five completely different instruments, which is fairly unique. Most other chamber groups are like string quartets where you have instruments that are in the same family. Wind quintet, you have five things that are very different. So you get a lot of different colors and a lot of different types of sound in one performance. But what we also try and do with that is as a personal group of a goal is to be able to blend those sounds together, which creates kind of out of the five of us a sixth sound, which is everyone, which is a completely unique group sound.
All right. We have a cut here, an excerpt from a tune that we can play for our listeners. Can you please set us up? What should we listen for in this?
Sure. So we're going to be listening to one of the movements from Ligeti's Six Bagatelles here. And it kind of starts with introduction of each of the voices and ultimately culminating, getting together. So bringing the individual into kind of the group sound. So I think just the unique different voices that are happening all at once.
And yours is the bassoon, right?
I am bassoon, correct, yes.
And Oliver, you're the horn.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if I can get this to play right. Here we go. You know, when we hear something like that, when we watch it, it looks effortless and sounds great. What's something that the everyday listener might not understand about the challenges that go into making music like that?
I think for us, we do a lot of personal practice on our own. So making sure that when we come to rehearsals that we're prepared as we possibly can. So when we get together, we're working on ensemble and we're working about creating that sixth sound, as Oliver had kind of said. So doing a lot of work outside of rehearsals, even if, you know, we do 6 hours a week of rehearsals individually, at least that personally, bringing it all, than to bring it all together.
Would you add to that, Oliver?
Yeah. I mean, the other thing, again, with this type of group in particular, with every chamber group, you're the individual weight and importance of each person is kind of magnified because you can't – if in an orchestra of 80 people, if you take a measure off, people probably are not really going to notice. But with only 4 or 5 people on stage, everything is important. And when you're the only person of that instrument type on stage, your sound, no matter what, will always be present. So there's a level of like personal responsibility and also focus that is kind of a unique challenge, because if you kind of space off for a second and you're not completely involved in the music, then it becomes very obvious.
Maybe you've done this a little bit already, Sarah, but thinking about, okay, you're on bassoon, Oliver's on horn. Tell us about the rest of the band and sort of the voices they're bringing.
Sure. So the other three instruments are what we call, Nicole, our top three voices or our treble voices. So that's going to be flute, clarinet, and oboe. And I'm sorry, we all kind of play our role and, you know, we change as well too. So I'm thinking about myself as the bassoonist primarily. I'm the bass voice, but I get to play just as fast licks as what you would imagine a flute or an oboe or a clarinet would do. So we all kind of take turns being supportive or being soloistic.
All right. Thinking about the workshop tonight, Reggie, is that at UAS?
Yes, it is at the Egan Classrooms.
Okay. Who should come tonight? Is this for beginners, for advanced players?
Really, anybody who is interested in learning and has some level of experience. Beginners are of course, welcome. We all have extensive experience teaching everything from middle school kids to graduate students. So anybody with a love of music and a desire to get better at their instrument would be more than welcome.
And is there a cost, Reggie?
It is. It's $25 for participants, $10 to audit the classes. And for children, we have scholarships available if you're under the age of 18.
Okay. Let's say we have some aspiring musicians listening to the show right now. You two are professional traveling musicians. Mm-hmm. What advice might you give them?
I think the biggest thing is just don't give up. Don't get discouraged. You're going to have your ups and you're going to have your downs. But if you kind of stick with it, it will pay off. It will.
Oliver?
That is 100% true. And the other thing, try and have kind of – this is the same way to – one of the ways to avoid that kind of discouragement, just have short-term goals and not to get overwhelmed by long-term possibilities. You know, have an endpoint in mind, but you know, kind of keep yourself focused a little bit also as well as in the moment and what you can do today to prepare for tomorrow instead of worrying, you know, about how far it is, you know, to get to your final destination.
How much should somebody be expected to practice a day to become a professional?
It does depend a little bit on instrument. I know for me as a brass player, there are physical limitations. But realistically, by the time you're in late high school, early college, it would be about 3 to 4 hours a day.
Sarah?
I would agree with that there are – and definitely to continue what Oliver was mentioning, that there are limitations depending on the type of instrument, just fatigue of what the mouth and the embouchure is capable of doing. And younger students with just the size, their physical size, you have to do what's appropriate for you and I think for your goals. So if a student is planning, you know, that they want to major, they want to, you know, be a performance mm-hmm. major, they might spend a little bit more time than, say, someone who's just a great enthusiast and would want to just to continue as a hobby, might spend a different amount of time.
But something I'll kind of add to that, more important than just the sheer amount of time, that is important, but also just intent. You can be mm-hmm. extremely efficient if you're doing everything with just very clear intent. Why am I practicing this? Why am I doing this? Instead of just being – I'm going to sit down and play for 30 minutes. You know, you can get more done with a little bit of a sharper mental focus.
So have a goal for each practice session, okay. What you hope to accomplish then.
Good advice. Mm-hmm. Reggie, can you remind us again of some of the upcoming Juno Jazz and Classics events and concerts we can attend?
Well, tomorrow, like I said, is the Winds at the Clan House. Then on Thursday is Bach Under the Stars. It is sold out, but we do have a waiting list. We're hoping to maybe squeeze in a few more chairs. So if you're still interested, call the office and we'll get you on the waiting list. And then Friday we have Gonzalo Bergara Trio, which is a jazz, gypsy, fun evening of jazz at the Jack.
Did I see a brown bag concert tomorrow or no?
You did see a brown bag concert tomorrow with the Volante Winds, as a matter of fact. They will be there. We had a great one today. We had over 180 students come from local schools, and tomorrow we have about 200 students coming from the local schools. So it will be a very full performance.
This is in the state office building, right?
It's in the state office building up in the atrium. It's a free concert. Come and hear them.
Yeah, it's fun to watch the kids react to the music, too, for sure, among other things. Well, a lot going on. If we want to see the schedule in person, Reggie, where should we go?
Jazzandclassics.org. Tickets are also available at Hearthside Books, online at jazzandclassics.org, and at the Jack Box office.
And we get to meet Elliot Fisk on tomorrow's show. Is that
tomorrow right? Tomorrow is Elliot Fisk, and he'll play with Bach Under the Stars. He's going to do one of his transcribed Bach cello suites. And, of course, the stars, we can guarantee they'll be shining in the planetarium.
Right. Absolutely. That's Reggie Schapp of Juno Jazz and Classics, and we've also been speaking with Sarah Frie and Oliver Hubscher. They're part of Volante Winds. You can meet them tonight at UAS from 6:30 to 8 as part of a workshop. And then all these other things we were talking about. It's been great speaking with all of you and meeting you. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
Just that we've been so appreciative of all the audiences here and getting to meet some of the people and experience this town and this festival.
Well, I'm sure.
I'll second that.
Well, thank you for sharing your music with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.